Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Limit Breakdown, where we break down the latest in TV, movies, and everything going on in entertainment. I'm your host, Migs.
I'm Sid, and I accidentally punched Vegeta.
Oh, no. And we're going to be bringing you the weekly roundup for the week ending on the 10th.
Of March.
Yeah.
You want to kick it off with the box office numbers.
All right, so we are going to bring it in with number five. The number five movie for this past weekend was Bob Marley with $4 million.
Holding strong.
Number four is Cabrini. It's a new listing on here, so we'll have to dig into this one.
I'm not familiar with it.
At number three is the Ryan Reynolds Imaginary.
Nice. Okay. That just does look
interesting. That looked interesting. All right, fair enough. I definitely want to watch it. One I'm excited to cover is Dune Part 2.
Dune Part 2. Haven't seen Part 1.
That's $46 million for that.
Nice. Pretty good.
Yeah. And then at number one for this past weekend is Kung Fu Panda 4 with $58.3 million.
Nice. I do want to see that movie.
Jack Black is just,
I love him. He's
awesome. Did you see the Britney Spears cover
that he did?
Oh god, that was so great. That was absolutely fantastic.
Fair enough. All right, we're gonna move on to some little news that has popped up this past weeks since we have missed one, but I'm gonna do some rapid fire. So Netflix Avatar series that was released a few weeks ago, they have renewed officially for season 2 and 3, so that has been confirmed.
Awesome.
I don't know if you have ever heard of the Twilight series that so magically loved everybody, or everybody loved.
Sparkly vampires.
Yeah. They're getting a reboot, full series, but it's going to be animated.
Okay.
So it's going to be an animated series of movies.
Hmm. Interesting.
And another adaptation is, I don't know if you saw an anime called Parasite, The Maxim.
Okay.
It came out a long time ago, but they are now doing a live-action Netflix live-action adaptation called Parasite the Grey.
Okay.
I think it's going to be similar concept, but maybe set in a different main character.
Gotcha.
Yep. So those are all the quick fire notes, unless you got something.
Yeah, I do. Mario Day was this past weekend.
March 10th.
Yep. Nintendo dropped some announcements.
Ooh, which we got?
They've got I don't know if it's exactly a remake or a remaster, but Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Okay, nice.
As well as Luigi's Mansion 2, which was previously only available on the 3DS, is now getting ported over to the 2DS.
Nice.
Not 2DS, the Switch.
The Switch. Do they have a release date on that?
June 20th, I believe, for Luigi's Mansion, and I think May for Paper Mario.
But nice.
Previously, you know, the only ways to really play them were on the GameCube. Yeah.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
So, pretty excited about that. I've got Nicholas that's already talking to me about Paper Mario.
Fair. Cool. All right, we're going to move on to some big news. Number one is some Rumorville. I don't know if you've heard about this one.
Okay.
So Fantastic Four, the movie that's going to be coming out.
Yes.
Everyone's been speculating that the villain is going to be Dr. Doom.
Right.
There is now speculation that a secondary villain who's going to might be the next... oh my god. Who do they kick out? Kang.
Yeah.
Galactus.
Interesting.
So Galactus may make an appearance. This is all Rumorville. May make an appearance in the new Fantastic Four as a secondary villain and might be connecting the MCU together.
Rumorville. You know, I think I figured out what the big problem with Phase 4 was. We don't have an Avengers movie. And I think that...
We don't have a direction.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think like we needed. They're introducing all of these characters, and like I think, you know, especially with like the Infinity Saga, you know, we went like 3, 4, 5 maybe movies tops, and then we had an Avengers movie to kind of tie it all together.
Nothing's being tied. Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
So,
Migs's rant on MCU coming next, coming to a YouTube streaming service near you.
My God. Moving on. I did want to bring us in. I don't know if you were planning on covering this.
You can do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. So Akira Toriyama, the man behind Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, and he influenced so many other works. He unfortunately passed away at 68. So, Akira Toriyama's influence on the anime community, it can't be understated. It's gonna be absolutely
hard world to live in.
Yeah, yeah.
He was responsible for not only the entire Dragon Ball franchise, but also he created Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger, the game, as well as Dr. Plum. Oh my god, Dr. Plum. And obviously there's been multiple references to Dragon Ball Z throughout all of anime, and I would not say he was a pioneer, but he was definitely one of the forefronts of manga/anime world that brought it over to United States.
Yeah, I mean, at least for my generation, I mean, when I was like, 12, 15 years old, like, it was the whole reason I started watching anime to begin with.
The whole reason I started working out. Yeah. Yelling makes you stronger, bro. Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
Mm-hmm.
You have made my world a better place. All right, we're gonna shift gears to an important event that happened yesterday: the Oscars.
Oh yeah, I've always wanted a chocolate gold, man.
I'm gonna start calling it out. So, I'm not gonna go through all of the nominees or winners. I'm just gonna highlight a few important ones and a few that I thought were important.
Okay.
So, Oppenheimer more or less swept the board with a lot of awards.
Yeah.
So Oppenheimer,
7 total, right?
Something like that. So Oppenheimer got Best Picture.
Yep.
Cillian Murphy got Best Actor.
Mm-hmm.
For Oppenheimer, obviously. Robert Downey Jr., Best Supporting Actor.
Very well earned.
Very well earned. Ryan Gosling was a nominee. He also sang the song,
mm-hmm.
the Ken song, which I thought was hilarious. Best Director, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer. Original
Score.
Is that
his first Oscar? I think it is. I don't think he's ever won before.
That one I do not know. I will have to check that for you guys because I did not do my research properly. Mm-hmm. Best Original Score went to Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure Best Cinematography went to Oppenheimer as well. There might have been a few more, but these are just the top ones that I thought were important.
Yeah, I know Oppenheimer and Barbie were both nominated for a bunch, but Barbie mm-hmm. only won one, which was Best Original Song.
Correct.
With Billie Eilish.
Eyelash, whatever.
Eilish, yeah.
Yeah. Best Actress went to Emma Stone, who I love, for Poor Things, which mm-hmm. is actually a pretty good movie if you have not watched it. Best Supporting Actress went to, and I apologize if I say this wrong, is Daveen Joy Randolph for mm-hmm. The Holdovers.
Gotcha.
Not only do I not know that movie, I actually don't know that actress as well, but okay. Congratulations for her. And an interesting one was Best Animated Film was The Boy and the Heron, not Spider-Man.
Mm.
So I found that one kind of funny. A lot of people were expecting it to be Spider-Man, just like it was when the first movie came out. It won Best Animated Movie, but The Boy and the Heron got it.
Mm. That's the Miyazaki one.
That is the Miyazaki one. Now, granted, it was a fantastic movie. I really did enjoy it. I just did not know. I just thought Spider-Man would do better and get the award. Get the chocolate statue.
Interesting.
As Mick says. But yeah. So that is our wrap-up of the Oscars and the news.
The one thing that I wanted to add to this one was we had talked about it previously, but I'm absolutely horrible and terrible at this whole YouTube thing. So, but I want to cover it again. Madam Web, it continues to do absolutely horrible.
yes. It's movie that everyone is on.
Yeah, it's look, I had low expectations to begin with. We still haven't seen it. We were supposed to see it and review it. I think at this point we're going to review it just to see how bad it actually is.
It's so bad that the people in the movie are disassociating from there. Sydney Sweeney was on SNL last week, and on her monologue she's like, oh, you might have seen me in this and this. She's like, you definitely did not see me in Madam Web. Dakota Fanning, the main character, main actress in the movie, was like, I'm never doing a superhero movie specifically like this again.
So the reason I'm bringing it up is because a very interesting question came up online about this. And it's considering, and now obviously there's no confirmation that any of this is just happening. This is just fodder for the internet.
Rumorville.
But at this point, there is a legal YouTuber that proposed the question of whether or not Marvel should sue Sony to regain the rights to Spider-Man, because at this point, Sony is damaging the Spider-Man brand.
That's pretty clever. Huh. Interesting. I think at a certain point they can take their rights back and be like, because Marvel did their own superhero movie, yeah, or Spider-Man movie, and knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
So you're right. They could, or they could take the rights back. I don't know if Sony would let them go because they're making some money on it. But after Madam Web,
I don't know. I mean, it's at some point the law of diminishing returns has to come into play.
Yeah, and they'd be like, it's. Cut your losses, Sony. Make great games.
Well, look, like so many other corporations have recently like shelved movies. So like, you know, Warner Brothers here shelving the Acme the Coyote versus Acme movie that just is not going to be released. It's finished post-production, everything. It's just not going to be released. They had a whole finished Batgirl movie that didn't get released. So, you know, right now the question is the Kraven movie even going to be released?
Man, I really hope so, because I do want to see that movie. But, all right.
Do we, though? Do we?
I like Aaron Taylor Johnson, and yeah, I like Kraven as a character. But fair enough. What do you think about Sony and Marvel?
I'm gonna post a poll underneath the video. You guys tell me, should Sony try to sue to get the rights back? I think so. But as always, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Let us know what you thought of our discussion. Let us know anything we missed, anything you wanted us to talk about. As always, don't forget to hit that like, comment, subscribe. We appreciate you guys. And we'll see you next week with some more content.